BX282, Gary, you there? Two, you there, Gary? Ryan Monmouth.
VX-282.
Cutting out really bad. Is that you or me?
VX-282, you're coming in clear. I don't know what the other guy, I can't understand it.
Saying you can't understand me, Matt?
Negative. 282, I understand you. I do not understand whoever answered your call out.
Where are you at? You sound really far.
Probably not getting very good reception.
I can hear you now. Yeah, I'm down here this time. I'm up in Providence, Clearfield. But I'm kind of stuck down in a hole. So I just wondered if anybody could hear me because I'm down in this hole.
WRC at 936. Reason why Matt was scratchy before is because someone was talking on the 448-600 at that exact same time that he was. They're not talking now, and that's why he's coming in crystal clear now, because they're not talking on the 448-600 anymore. So sometimes that happens. So if somebody's signal is really strong into this repeater, then it overcomes that other repeater that's 6 inches away from this one. So, but if their signal is a little bit weak coming into this repeater, and that other repeater is busy talking at the same time, then it kind of makes it scratchy. So I mentioned that. I guess I'm out of here. You guys take care. 936.
Makes sense. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it, Scott.
I'm in my basement, so I probably have a weak signal coming in.
Oh, you sound good. Hey, have you or anybody out here got on that Meshtastic stuff?
Yeah, Eric559, he might be listening. He's big into it. I can, if he doesn't answer, I can ping him.
It's 559, go ahead.
I'm just wondering if it's worth buying one of those pre-flash, pre-case, everything put together, if it's better to just build one yourself, because I'm really wanting to get into it big time.
Sorry, I missed the first part of the conversation. Were you guys referring to Meshtastic?
Yeah. I just wonder if it's better to buy one of those pre-made ones, or if it's... the one that's already been flashed and everything, or should I get like a one that you can build? What's better?
So you're probably referring to like, I think it's called like B5 or something like that. There's like a brand out there that kind of pre-makes them and flashes them already for you. It depends on your comfort level with technology. I kind of went the lazy route as well, like a number of years ago, last year. When I was looking for nodes, there's this one developer that works on the project called Garth Vanderhoosen, and he has an Etsy store called Garth VH, and he makes like pre-made solar nodes and that kind of stuff. And I picked up a couple of his nodes at the time because he was like the only one making pre-made ones. So yeah, I kind of went the lazy route myself. Now, there's also LilyGo makes some that you don't really have to do anything other than maybe update the to the latest firmware. And one of those is like the T-Echo. You know, it comes already cased, and you don't have to do anything to assemble it. Literally, you just flash it and go. So there's a few options out there for pre-made if you don't want to, like, solder screens on and that kind of stuff.
Called a... Oh, hell, peace. Let's see. Hang on, let me look just a sec. Called it Spec 5 Trekker. Are those any good?
That's what it is, yeah, Spec 5. If you want a review of some of those Spec 5 devices, Not a Rubicon, his YouTube channel, he, in some of his recent videos, he's been reviewing one of the Spec 5 devices. And one of the things he was praising about it was it's kind of plug and play. You know, you don't have to figure out a ton of stuff or dig in deep to kind of get it up and running. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have personal experience with that flavor, but I understand it pretty good.
That's where I found it. I love Randy. I swear I buy everything that Randy shows, man. I bought the new repeater that's portable. I bought the Ocean 100 or 1000G, everything he reviews, I'm just like, dude, that guy knows his stuff, so that's why I end up buying everything. But I just wonder if it's, you know, it's like five times more expensive for one of those than you could buy one and build it yourself. But I don't, you know, I've got the brain for it, I just don't have the time for it, you know?
I totally get it. You're exchanging time for money. But honestly, I don't think it takes all that much to get one of those non-pre-configured ones up and running. I mean, like I said, LilyGo T-Echo, literally it's built and you just charge it up, load the firmware, and you're off and running. So, I mean, you know, that's probably a less expensive one than what you would get with the Spec 5. But I bet the Spec 5's probably got a little bit nicer hardware.
Interesting. Yeah, I think I'd rather just get something decent and learn, and then I'll go back and build a bunch of cheap ones, you know, throw them, give one to my, you know, in-laws, my dad, kind of like I do with the GMRS, kind of get them on board, you know, that kind of a thing for emergencies. But yeah, I don't know, sounds good. I mean, Randy looked at it, how much are those LilyGo T-Echos?
I recall when I paid for mine, I want to say it was like $50.